I love playing Sudoku, Big Fatty. I mean, that's like, I actually bought an iPad app so that I could play Sudoku without the ads and stuff like that. But
Sudoku?
Whatever. I don't know what it is. It's that game. You know goddamn well what game I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, okay.
You and Zach. You're not saying this right. You're not pronouncing this right. The thing is, Adam, you know, Big Fat, if you want to, instead of us trading around Wordle scores with each other, which let's just every day just tweet out the time that it took you to do the New York Times easy Sudoku on their website. And
I don't know how. I know, you know what? I've never played Sudoku before, ever.
You know,
I don't know how. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Stay tuned for the after show when I teach Adam how to play Sudoku.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I actually bought an iPad Big Fatty app.
Okay, okay.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3728 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of May, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all gonna tell you all about my day, which includes. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we can. We hear it. We hear it. Hello, travelers. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you travelers today. Well, at least Big Fatty is. Oh, Big Fatty Squeaky Piggy. Well, how appropriate, because Big Fatty is gonna be hopping in old Ruby Red. Probably a little bit before lunchtime and heading over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, for the weekend. And, y'all, I'm not going to be in my normal room, which is, if you know anything about Big Fatty and the Horror Hotel, Big Fatty always likes to be in room number four. But y'all, it was previously booked for somebody else. Big Fatty, how dare they? I know. But y'all, I'm going to be in room number one. Oh, Big Fatty, old Stinkpot would like to be in number one. Never mind. You know what I mean. Never mind. Sorry, Stinkpot. Let's see, what was I saying? But y'all, all of the rooms in the area where Big Fatty and Granny and Gary and the whole crew where we normally stay, y'all, they've been renovated. Oh, Big Fatty, in other words, they've been able to scrape up the foulness from Granny's. Well, I think they took it down to the studs. Big Fatty? That sounds vulgar, but kind of, I may have to touch myself after you said that. Big Fatty, what is wrong with me?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 19th of May. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all haven't met this person face to face, but I believe he's been a long time listener. Yes, Big Fatty, with his good friend Pokey. It's true. I don't know if Pokey is still with us or not. Big Fatty, I'm not even real sure I know where he's from, but I do know he's from the the nymph has arrived. He is from the area of the inner tubes, and y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Jimmy Farmer. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Farmer. We do indeed. And y'all don't have any idea if he is on the face space the meta space or the Twitty. But y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer on the Twitty, or the Metaspace wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, if Pokey is still with us, I hope he gets Jimmy Farmer a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
It just makes me tap my toe. It's true. Y'all, the nip has departed. Anyway, he's going to be coming back in a few minutes. He wants to go to the Sam's Club. And so I said I'd ride over there with him. But y'all, I'm kind of jumping ahead here to tell you a little story. The nip walked with me on hump day morning. And y'all, he was telling me that he made, let me back up. When we were having dinner with Olive on Tuesday evening, the nip says that, oh, he loves the onions. And he made some poke chops, pan fried some poke chops, and y'all, he took not one, not two, but three onions and sliced them up and added the Worcestershire, and y'all, he added Worcestershire and cinnamon and garlic, I think, to the onions, just to season them. Now, y'all, first of all, three onions, grilled, sauteed with that. Y'all, it's no wonder he has stomach problems. But y'all, I find out on the nipple walk on Wednesday that he cooked the poke chops, or he took them out of the refrigerator, and they smelled bad. So instead, most people would just throw them away. No, he took out a brand new sponge and the Dawn dishwashing liquid, and he scrubbed the poke chops real good with the Dawn dishwashing liquid and the sponge. And he says, it must have been okay because I didn't get sick. Well, y'all, I got nothing. I just got nothing. Dawn scrubbed rancid pork chops covered in sliced onions with Worcestershire, garlic, and cinnamon. Y'all, I have the craziest friend. Y'all, just when you think Granny is the craziest one. Y'all, back to what I did yesterday. We went and had a supper with Olive. Y'all, they had a lot of things on the selection list that just sounded real good. Y'all, I ended up getting a chicken pasta dish with the green stuff that goes on the pasta and all. I can't remember the name of it. It'll come to me. Peter G is screaming it out right now. Yes, me Penny. Pesto, that's it. And it came with the garlic bread. And y'all, then I had some fresh mushroom soup. As my appetizer. And y'all, we had a little cocktail. We had a lovely evening with Olive. And y'all came on back here to the to the villa, and y'all decided I needed to wash my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. I needed to wash my clothes. Y'all, I know when I'm needing to wash clothes because I get low on socks. Get low on socks. And y'all, I've got 12 pair of the ankle socks and the crew, I think they call them the crew socks, and 12 pair of the little ankle socks. And so I wash clothes, watch the Jeopardy and what do you call that thing? The sports ball, the Hatlanta Braves. And y'all, I just piddled around here and, you know, didn't really do a whole lot of anything. Y'all went to bed around, I guess it was about 10 p.m. in the evening. Slept like a baby. And y'all woke up a little bit late for me. It was about 10 minutes to 7. Miss Gail King was getting prepared to visit with me. And so, y'all, I got up. Had my coffee, did my Sudoku. By the way, Daniel Beebe, I know you don't listen, but Big Fatty does not do the New York Times Sudoku. I do the one that comes in the Post and Courier, and it's not always the easy level. It's the number one star on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday is a number two star. Thursday is a number three star. Friday's a number four star, and Saturday is the number five star, and then the Sunday is the five puzzle thing. High five, I think they call it. And anyway, did all of that, and y'all, the NIP was axing me about if I was available to go on the Wake with him and Flo. And I said, well, let me look at the mock and calendar. And y'all, looks like, y'all, they've rented a house. They've offered me a complimentary stay, at a house down there at that, Annabelle Island or wherever we went last year on the west coast of Florida. You know, I understand it's the west coast of Florida, the best coast of Florida, according to, Callbox 7. But, so we're going to be down there June the 18th through the 25th. Big Fatty, aren't you expecting guests during that time? Well, I never heard from my guest if they were coming then or coming a little bit later. So, y'all, time waits for no one, especially not for Big Fatty. Big Fatty! So, y'all... we did the nipple walk. I learned about the scrubbed poke chops and y'all came back, got my shirt. It was off. Fire was off to the bank, y'all. Y'all, there was a report on the news a few weeks back about something called the I-bonds, and it's a U.S. Treasury thing that. It was paying almost 10% interest, but you had to apply, and they had to verify all this stuff. Well, I had to get a form signed at the bank, guarantee that they watched me sign and that I was who I was and all this kind of stuff. So I got that, and I put that in, went to the mail and put that in there. Y'all, there was a coupon at the Total Wine. Y'all, they had told me, oh, Big Fatty, we miss you. Here's $10. Come back. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, then they were going to give me $4 off a jug of gin. And y'all, there was a coupon in the paper. That was $4 off for a jug of Jack Daniels and another $4 off a jug of the Crown Royal. So, y'all, they were going to give me $22 off of all of this. And so, y'all, I ordered it online, went by there, and picked it all up. It was waiting on me and went and dropped my... verified signature thing in the mail. And y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! hear it, we hear it. Y'all, as a do on hunt day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, Big Betty, you're going out of town? Well, I still needed to go to the Von's East because they had good things on the coupon. Y'all, there's a company called Kevin's. And Kevin's, y'all, they all of the stuff, it's prepackaged meals and side dishes. And they're there with the mash, you know, in your store where the mashed potatoes are and all that kind of stuff. And macaroni and cheese and all. But y'all, the Nip had tried the Kevin's Brussels sprouts a while back. And y'all, they're not cheap. They're usually about $7 or $8 a container. But y'all, they were 2 for $10, so the Nip didn't go to the Von's East with me, so I said I'd pick up a couple of packages of the Brussels sprouts for him. And y'all, I got one for me, and I got the cauliflower mac and cheese, which sounded interesting. y'all, they had the pineapple chunks, buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Good Pop. Y'all, do you know what the Good Pop is? It's a non-dairy. It's like a creamsicle, except it's non-dairy. They were buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. y'all, they had the Johnsonville sausage links. Y'all, I'm going to have the brufkas at the next Friday at Fatty's, so I got the breakfast links. Y'all, I picked up another couple of those boxes of the Black Jewel popcorn. Y'all can take a couple of those with me when I go over to the Drummers and Minimalists this weekend. y'all, I also picked up a couple of bags of the fresh Brussels sprouts. I'll cook them once I get back in town. Y'all, I got some country ham. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all got some cheese dip. Big Fatty Lurie Warbucks will be excited because I had a coupon and it was on sale. And y'all, they had the good sourdough bread from the bakery on sale. And y'all, I got me another box of the blueberry morning. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $55.54. But I saved $33.47. And Big Betty, we get popcorn. And y'all, on my way home, went by the Sam's Club for the gasoline, wanted to fill up Ruby Red before I headed over to the... And y'all, $4.05 a gallon. Y'all, I think that's the first time I've paid over $4 here in Charleston. I think I paid more than that before, but that's the first time I did that here in Charleston. And y'all got home. I put away my provisions. What did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I'm trying to think. What did I do? I don't know. But y'all, I think that pretty much... Oh, you know, the Nip came down, okay. And, and y'all, there's big doings on the big trip in August. Y'all, I'll tell you about it later. That's been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope we have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all gonna be heading out probably, right around lunchtime, or maybe a little bit before. Gonna have to get that nipple walk in, and Thursday's plant watering day, so we gotta do that too. Plus, I gotta pack. Yes, Big Betty, don't forget the special chair. Oh no, it'll be the first thing packed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel Biba, with all your technology expert, is there anything you've ever regretted doing?
I actually bought an iPad Big Fatty app.
Okay.
Oh, Big Fatty. Lots of people bought the Big Fatty app. It's dead now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.